Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When it was approved for use. Right now, for the legal take on what's going on between the woman who wants her kids to go to Orchard Park Schools and Orchard Park Schools, we go to Buffalo attorney Paul Cambria on News Radio 930 WBEN. Paul, what is the 35,000-foot view, as you see it, of this particular case?
Well, there is a specific exemption. There's no doubt about it. And it kind of has an interesting language. It kind of has interesting language in it. It says as follows. This section, meaning the section requiring inoculations, shall not apply to children whose parents or guardian holds genuine and sincere religious beliefs, which are contrary. Kind of interesting. You're analyzing not whether the religion is, you know, a recognized religion, but whether there's a sincere belief held by the parent. And it seems to me that, you know, that's the main issue, and it's so subjective that I think it's very difficult for a court or the principal or anybody else to doubt, you know, whether there's a sincere belief. You know, if it was some all of a sudden imagined kind of religion and it's clearly a pretext, you know, you'd have to have evidence of that.
Right, like my religion dictates, I walk around town with a spaghetti colander on top of my head. And I just had that idea because I got busted with weed. And, oh, did I mention there was weed in the colander? That would be insincere. This is, let's see, the daughters would be the third generation of people that have been brought up in this particular faith, the inner flame faith or whatever it is. Did the Orchard Park schools do anything wrong by not allowing the kids into school and by then not allowing homework or testing to be sent home?
Well, that's the interesting part. The statute really requires a certificate indicating you've been inoculated, and unless you have the exemption, you're not allowed on the school premises. Now, you know, whether or not they couldn't have accommodated them with some kind of, you know, secondary plan to educate them is a whole different deal. The judge, the judge's decision was different. From what I understand, what he decided is that the school district didn't have to provide them an alternate form of education, which is different than whether or not they should get an exemption in the first place. So there's kind of two different things going on here. And it seems to me that they, meaning the school district, will lose on the first one, which is whether or not she should have gotten, or the kids should have gotten an exemption, but probably win on the second one, which is, on the other hand, to accommodate your religion, does the school system have to spend money and, you know, get another teacher or whatever it takes? If it's just a matter of accommodating them, you know, by giving them homework and home study and all that, that's a little different. I think that's, you know, that's a matter of, there isn't any law that provides that. Let's put it that way.
How expensive is it to take a case beyond the Erie County Supreme Court? I mean, you know, you hear about all these things. Well, you know, if you go up to a district court, you might win. If you go up to an appellate court. But, you know, an average family, even a school district fighting a case like this, I mean, you could spend, to get to the Supreme Court of the United States, this is an expensive venture.
Yeah, this really is something that, you know, like the ACLU should take up because you have to file in state Supreme Court. It's a big deal. It's a lot of work on the part of the lawyer because, number one, this isn't a garden variety kind of lawsuit you know, like an accident case or a criminal case you're used to doing every day. And, you know, now you have to do new research. It's a new area. That's going to take time. That'll cost money. You do the pleadings. There'll be an answer. There's a response. Then you argue it. If you go to the appellate division, you have to buy the record. You have to bind the record up and submit numerous copies of it. It's a big deal, and it's a big expense.
Paul Cambria is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You know, you've done this before, and it's not every day that you get to talk to someone who's actually argued cases in front of the Supreme Court. But on the religious merit, you know, you mentioned earlier that if you're caught with marijuana, you can't just say I'm a Rastafarian. You have to show that you have a true belief in this. The fact that the parents aren't inoculated and her parents aren't inoculated and they've been in this church for a very long time, you had said that it really doesn't matter if the church is to be taken seriously or if the religion is to be taken seriously. It's do you believe that these people take this seriously and they have that fundamental right? Do you find that that's their best argument to make, or do you?
That's what the statute provides for. It's kind of an interesting piece of language in there. And think about this other dynamic. We're talking about a younger person, not of legal age, so to speak, and decisions are being made for them. They're kind of caught in the crossfire here.
Right.
They're not in a position where they're independently, as an adult, making a decision. They are abiding by a decision of the parents, and I think that's why the statute measures, you know, the parents' aspect of it. But really, it's tough on the kid because they're kind of caught in the middle.
And as far as, you know, the fact that this for 10 years these kids were in a school system that respected that exemption, you know, you look at the public relations side of this, too. I mean, you know, Orchard Park is making a stand. They're trying to protect what's best for their students. They want everyone inoculated, everyone to be healthy. But a lot of times these cases don't go to higher courts because it could look bad for a school system when another, you know, neighboring school system said, we accept your religious exemption for 10 years. Another one doesn't. Sometimes these things end up going away.
I think if from a PR standpoint, it's a huge blunder on the part of Orchard Park. And what would be good is if a single teacher there stepped forward and said, hey, look, I'll take on the education of this child pending a decision by the Commissioner of Education. To me, if they could have said, look, we'll bundle up your work, we'll send it to you at home, you'll be able to submit things, and we'll keep your education going. And the reason I say that is, once again, this is a child being directed by a parent, and the statute recognizes the parent's feeling versus the child's feeling. And so to me, from a PR standpoint, the school district should be bigger than this and say, all right, look, our number one goal is to educate children.
Right.
We're going to come up with a collateral way to do it. In the meantime, we don't want you here because, you know, we don't want you to infect other people if there's a possibility of that. That's why vaccinations are in place and there are requirements for them. But from a PR standpoint, I think it's a disaster. And like I say, I hope some teacher steps forward and says, you know what, the kid really is in the middle here, and I'll volunteer to educate them in the meantime.
If you were representing the woman in this case, what would your strategy be? What would your arguments be?
Well, I think, and I didn't listen to what their counsel had to say, but it seems to me it's pretty clear. It's a very subjective kind of test based on the state of mind of the parent. So I think it'd be extremely difficult for the school district to say that it hasn't been established, especially if it's been done for quite a period of time and it's been respected by another parallel, if you will, education facility. It seems to me it's been validated enough that it should be respected. Now, that's one part of it. The second part, though, is, okay, now, you know, now they won't let the child in, but do they have an obligation to continue the education? It seems my position would be, okay, look, let us at least take home studies. If you won't give her, give the children another class, if you will, let us at least take home studies to keep up in the meantime. Like I say, the second one I think is more difficult to win. The first one for the exemption, I think that it's there.
Does this open up the door if a measles outbreak happens in Orchard Park and parents start suing the school system and saying, hey, you know, what's going on here? We need everyone inoculated. Now we've got everyone sick.
Oh, they're not letting the student be there.
Right.
That'd be their defense. Hey, look, we followed the statute. We didn't let the student be there. I think there have been other students who have had these exemptions recognized, and they let them come to school. Is there a negligence suit there? I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right, Paul, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate your expertise, as always.
Got it.
Paul Cambria joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.